If you're just visiting tonight, we have a real action-packed group of folks that are going to be talking tonight. So our 10-minute speaker, very dear friend of mine, let's give it up for Acela, please.
Acela, colleagues. And today has been a beautiful, super day because we were celebrating my sponsor birthday, Trish. Her birthday, 36 years of sobriety. My God, I love it. Yeah. And I have to tell you, that is just glory and honor to our higher power that has keep us, remove the obsession of the mind away about drinking. You know, this program of AA is so amazing. It has been alive since 1936, and you know where it is today, June 6, 1935, there we go. So, nobody knows this story better than Leo, than me. I know you. I remember the first time I saw you was in one convention, and you were giving the holy story about it. Man, you have pictures and details like if you had been there. Man, I love this deal. So, and anyway, this higher power is amazing because I had some cassettes. This guy named Terry Shaw. He died clean and sober, member of AA. He said, if your program doesn't work, try the one in the big book. If you are in AA and your life is miserable and you feel like you have a fart stuck in your nose, something is not going right. You know, and she said, if your program doesn't work, try the one in the big book. And then come to mind, the CD that he gave us, the book comes alive. You know, every time that we work the program comes alive. Every moment that I work the 12 steps, one day at a time, comes alive. Every time I am talking with one person in AA, I am living the 12 steps of AA, and the higher power is there, and is who keeps these doors open day after day after day, and that is beautiful. I learned amazing from the old people that are here, like Trish, and she told me, I don't know if you know, guys, but she had cancer on the neck. And she had this surgery, and even when she had this surgery, she was out of the hospital, she still meets me in her house to deal with me and the 12 steps and my craziness of my head, you know? Because that doesn't go anywhere, it's there. I just don't have to act on it. And it's great I have my sponsor, otherwise my husband would be crazy by now. She's still there, man, hold on. So anyway, and I am very grateful for the newcomers. You can't believe it. Used to be one guy here, he went to live to Bakersfield, his name is George Lopez, and he used to say, better you than me, guy. And I don't say the same, but when you are here, I am very glad you make it back, because there are many dear people to me, like Angela in October 14, 2005, I believe. She died of overdose, and a week or two later, Chris, he shot himself from the mouth, and because he couldn't be clean and he couldn't be living drunk either. So I am very grateful because we are in the same boat, guys. You know, I am reading one book that maybe is not AA literature. It's named Drop the Rock. I have to tell you that if your recovery had become boring, boring, okay, so you have to read this big book. Why? This book is about the step 6 and 7. It means about, I have my list of my defects of character that came when I did my step 4 or 5, right? And I have it. Very good. One day at a time, I am going to pick up one of my defects of character, and I am going to do the opposite. I just focus on that one defect of character at a time. So I would love to tell you that the defects of character are gone, but it's not true. So I guess I don't have to act on them so often or so strongly. You know, I am a very passionate woman, and I feel the things very passionate way too. So anyway, So one day, for instance, I am talking and talk too much. So I say, well, for these 2 hours, I am not going to talk. And I do prayer in my mind, and that is how I deal with it. In another time is, do not find a fault. Don't look for fault anywhere. You know, sometimes I am very picky. I am finding for fault and guilty everywhere. I said, my God, Stella, you really are looking for caca in here. And you know, and AA has told me that if I look for caca, I will find it. But if I find for the miracles of God, I will find them. So Stella, how are you facing today? Are you looking for caca? Or you are looking for God, you know? So it's amazing. But I am very grateful for AA because this program gives me God, and God gives me the program. They cannot be separated, you know? Now I am giving, I am very involved with my religion. I am Catholic. I am Christian Catholic. And I give catechism to children because they don't have to be on the hell I was living. If they can know that there is this higher power that exists, is alive, and made miracles as today. Today, I don't have to be drinking. I don't have to be in my work. Doesn't have to be for walls. Drinking my despair. Thinking that maybe, please God, I don't want to wake up tomorrow. You know, today is not like that. Today, I have a purpose. I have a purpose. And life is beautiful. It's amazing. To be alive is beautiful. God changes. God changes the course that was my life as active drunk and transform it in a beautiful blessing. And everything before is my higher power and AA. Using the hands and the ears and the time of my sponsor, Trish. And I am very blessed for my sponsor, for every one of you guys, because I have you in the meetings every day. And you are part of my recovery as today too. Thank you.
All right, moving right along. So, for a particularly scintillating version of the 12th tradition,